Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And this one is Church at Home After 2 Years. Now, when we started out 2 years ago, we asked why Church at Home? Well, church at home is absolutely vital for many reasons. Number one, the so-called Christian churches of the world, unfortunately, are declining at a rapid rate. And the reason that is happening is because they're not teaching and preaching the Word of God. And number two, they are not living by it themselves. As we have covered in some of our surveys, the greatest complaint about the Christian churches is that there's hypocrisy. Not just a little hypocrisy, but blatant hypocrisy. And people, when they come into the church, and many of the churches welcome people and things like this so that they feel at home, but after they attend for a number of years, then they get very tired of the same thing. And if you watch any of the television presentations of the different preachers, then you will see that they almost have the same message on the same day and with the same outcome. I know I had some people tell me they just got very tired of hearing the same mantra. And that is, toward the close of every message in every church and every television presentation, there is an altar call. Well, not like it used to be, to come down here to the front and shake the preacher's hand and give your heart to the Lord. Now they have it that if you believe in your heart that Jesus is the Christ, and if you want your sins forgiven, then you ask him to forgive your sins, and everything is all set for all eternity from that time forward, because you are now born again. Well, we are living in desperate days, and we're living in a time where even the Bible tells us, in the words of Jesus Christ, when the Son of Man comes, will he find the faith in the earth? And this is why we're dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And when you go to the book of Acts, and when you go to the writings of the Apostle Paul, you find that the churches were really very small. And most of them met in homes. Only one time is it mentioned in Acts, the 19th chapter, that the Apostle Paul rented a hall for 3 years in the city of Ephesus. And so it's very interesting to compare the teachings of the world today with supposedly over 3 billion who are on the way to salvation. And people are leaving the churches, and what is also happening in the 2 years that we have covered some of these things, that now the Wiccan religion and witchcraft is prospering. Let me read you a report. This is from Thomas Horn, editor of God's Ghostbusters. And he writes and says, in the United States alone, there are more than 200,000 registered witches and as many as 8 million practitioners of the craft. Isn't that something? Do you know what witchcraft is? Do you know how people get involved in it? That is open worship of Satan the devil. Now, we're going to find there are signs of the true church of God and the true believers of God. But what is happening in the world is Christianity is rapidly being replaced by atheism and witchcraft, and scientifically they are moving toward trying to understand the spirit behind the creation of the world. And they want to seek those spirits so that they can control things. Little do they realize that the spirit that they are seeking after is not of God. And little do most of the Christian churches understand that their basic form of worship is not from the Bible, though they use it, but it is a form of witchcraft because it's not of God. Very few understand that. That's why here in Church at Home, you are going to hear only the Bible preached, only the truth of God preached, and so that you, in the privacy of your own home, which is where you need to begin, you can learn about God, you can learn about the truth, you can understand what's going on in the world, you can understand the prophecies that are out there, you can understand what is happening in the world today, but you must be willing to open your eyes and believe the truth. Nothing can be more important than that, because all of the religions of this world, even those called Christian, do not follow Christ, as you will see in some of the segments we have online already. They preach another Jesus. They preach another salvation. And the thing that people most commonly accept is that if you're a good person, you go to heaven. Did you know that that's supposedly what it is in all the other religions of the world? Now, this is why we preach Christ and Christ only. Preach the truth of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But here's something that you need to understand. Now, there are a lot of people out there who think they're good people, and yet they participate in lies and worship Satan, the devil, and don't even know it. Have you been deceived and don't even know it? Do you consider yourself a Christian, but have you proved what you ought to do? Now, let me just ask you a question here. Do you believe and have you accepted that Jesus came to abolish the law? If you do, and you're acting on that, and you profess yourself to be a Christian, you are deceived. Now, even though you may go to church, and what you're going to find is this. The Christian churches of this world want to get people churched, but that is not the goal of Christ. And that's why Church at Home, because God wants you converted. God wants you living and believing the truth. Now, if you're a Sunday keeper, give your pastor a test. Ask him two questions. Did Jesus come to abolish the law and the prophets? And if he says yes, then read to him this scripture, Matthew 5, 17. Do not think. Now, what do you suppose do not think means? Well, it means exactly what it says. That means don't let this thought come into your mind. So he said, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Now, your Sunday-keeping preacher will probably say that in fulfilling he did away. That's not what the Greek means. The Greek here means to bring to the full. It also means to complete. And as we find a prophecy in the book of Isaiah that he came to magnify the law and make it glorious, which means he came to teach us the inner spiritual obedience of the laws of God. Rather than have them written on tables of stone, now they're to be written in our hearts and in our minds. So that's how he is completing the law and the prophets. Let's understand something else that's important too, as we will cover in later of the segments. Now we have well over 200 online right now. And that is that the truth of the Bible is reflected in the scriptures. And when it's properly translated, then it represents the truth of the originals. And the Apostle Paul wrote that all scripture, that means Old and New Testament, is God-breathed. In other words, it's the Word of God. You go back and read the book of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Everything that Moses taught the children of Israel was what God told him to teach them. So what is called the law of Moses is really the law of God. And what you will come to find out in some of the segments that we already have online, that the one who became Jesus Christ was the Lord God of the Old Testament, who gave the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai to the children of Israel. So when Jesus came in the flesh, it's just exactly like the Apostle Paul wrote. And as the prophecy was, that his name was to be called Emmanuel, which is God with us. And Paul wrote that God, that is the one who became Jesus Christ, was manifested in the flesh. Now let's see what Jesus says concerning the law and concerning the prophets and concerning the teaching. You're going to learn something astounding. Several things. See, because when you just read over the verses and you move on to other things, you don't stop and think about them. Well, here at Church at Home, we stop and think about them. We ask questions concerning the scripture. We ask, what does it mean? What has been said? What is the background? What are the other scriptures involved with it? All right, so he said, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. And that means to bring the spiritual application of the law. Every commandment now must be kept in the spirit, not in the letter. And that means it must be written in your hearts and in your minds. Because having the Ten Commandments written in stone, placed away in the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies at the tabernacle or the temple, does not mean that they're written in your hearts and in your minds. See, so rather than be churched, what we're talking about is God wants you converted. And we'll have studies on how you become converted. And it's not the simple little formula, happy, 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 clappy, 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 I accept Jesus, everything is wonderful, 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 and he has a great, wonderful life ahead of you. Those are all distortions of the truth. Because we will see the Bible teaches that it is through much tribulation that we enter into the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, only the zealous take it by force. And we are all told to overcome. And we are all told by Jesus to live by every word of God. Now, does that sound like an easy formula and doing away with the Word of God? No, indeed. So let's read verse 18 here. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth shall pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no way pass from the law until everything has been fulfilled. Now, it means exactly that. So how can you say that the law is done away when the kingdom of God is not here on the earth and the new heavens and earth are not here yet? Because everything that is in the Word of God, which is truth spoken by God, is going to take place upon those who repent and are baptized and are converted, the blessings of God and eternal life. Upon the wicked and the liars and the hypocrites and the teachers of lies from the pulpit, they're going to have anguish, tribulation, and pain. And it's coming. Now, verse 19, he carries on and makes it very clear. And these verses, you can't just go through the Bible and pick out a verse and say, oh, I like that verse. That's wonderful. Oh, here's another verse I like. Now, this makes it very easy. No, you have to accept the whole Bible. How are you going to live by every word of God, as Jesus said, unless you know the Bible? All right, let's read here. Verse 19. Therefore, whoever shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall practice and teach them, this one shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Do you realize what this is saying? That's why Christian Biblical Church of God were dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Christian means we follow Christ. Biblical means that we use the Bible. Church means that we are the elect of God as a church when we assemble together. And it's of God because it's not of men, it's not of Luther, it's not of Calvin, it's not of Wesley, it's not of the Pope, it's not of Allah, it's not of Buddha, it's not of the jillion gods of Hinduism, it's not the God of animism, it is the God who created the heavens and the earth, and by that very thing he says, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass away. Then he says here, whoever shall practice and teach them, this one shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Do you do that? Do you practice the words of God? Now, let's just ask you a simple question. Which day, this is the second question you ask your pastor now, which day does the Bible teach as the day of assembly and worship? The first day of the week, Sunday? Or the seventh day of the week, the Sabbath? You know what he's going to tell you if you push the point? He'll say, well, the Bible teaches the Sabbath, but the church changed it. How can the church change it? By what means and by what authority? So we go through a whole series on that. What holidays do you keep? Do you keep Halloween and Christmas and New Year's and Easter and all of these things, and you believe that those are of God? Well, the truth is they're mentioned in the Scriptures, but not as something that those who profess to be Christians should do. Halloween, as we covered here concerning witchcraft, is a celebration of death and witchcraft. Christmas, Jesus was never born anywhere near December 25th. Easter celebrates the pagan goddess Ishtar, and Jesus was not resurrected on a Sunday. Whoo! you might think, wow! What is this man saying? Well, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth of these things. Because you can search the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you have no scripture which says you can keep those days which are now called Christian. So the question becomes, if you do these things, why is it that you believe that you are a Christian? Because you're believing a lie. Now, granted, that's going to ruffle some feathers. That's going to make some fur fly. Remember, Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace but a sword. Divide a household. See, because eternal life comes from God. What we've been discussing here does not come from God. It comes from Satan the devil, who is the prince of the power of the air. This is why so many people believe these things. So when you get down right down to it, though they may have the name Jesus, though they may say they know how conversion comes about, they are lying to you. So the challenge for you is this. If you want to believe in God, then you better get out your Bible, and you better read it, and you better study it, and you better believe it. And the only place you can do that is in your home. Now, there were a lot of Jews at the temple who came to hear Jesus speak. And when he spoke, there were a lot of those things that caused people to believe in him. Say, oh, he's a wonderful man. But they didn't believe the truth. So Jesus said this. Therefore, Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you continue in my word, now that big word, if, you are truly my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Do you do that? Do you really, really believe in Jesus Christ? Now, you need two books, which we advertise many times on Church at Home, because these are fundamental for you to get grounded in the truth of the Word of God. And let me also say that we're getting closer and closer to the end, and prophecy is going to come crashing in upon us in very severe ways. So there is not much time to fiddle around and think about, oh, what should I do? So we have a book, Lord, What Should I Do? Now, you need this book. This book tells you exactly what is going on in the Christian churches today and why they are falling apart and why they are going to go into open Satanism in the very near future. So there are a lot of things that are going to take place. The other book you need is Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which you need to understand the truth. And ask yourself this question, have I been deceived? You need to think about that. That's why you need the Word of God. That's why you need Church at Home. And God does the calling, and God does the converting. Then once things have been established before God, then there are fellowship groups of true believers. So thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org, where we have hundreds of sermons done almost over 30 years going through the Bible verse by verse by verse by verse by verse. And so this has given you something to think about in 2 years of Church at Home. So this is Fred Coulter saying, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, so long, everyone.